Alaska Airlines workers picketed at airports across the West Coast today. They're upset over slow-moving contract negotiations. In Juneau, clerical workers, ramp staff, and customer service agents represented by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers sported neon green t-shirts that said, "Show us the money," as they waved signs on the plaza across from the airport's drop-off area. John Walters works on the ramp for Alaska Airlines at Juneau International Airport. He and about 20 other union employees and supporters demonstrated for most of the day.
Job security is number one. Our job is not guaranteed. We live contract to contract, so job security is huge. Pension, raise, our starting pay is $12 an hour. We don't get paid much to do this job.
According to union representatives, Juneau's demonstration was one of 10 in cities across the West Coast. Workers in Anchorage and Fairbanks also picketed. All of the participants took part before or after work or on their day off. The president of Juneau's local chapter 2202, Caleb Rosa, said they first approached the airline more than a year ago about opening up contract negotiations.
It's going, but it's going slowly, and we're doing it as clean as possible. We love the place we work. We love our work group. We love our co-workers and the company we work for.
Rosa explained that the union cannot strike without congressional approval due to the Railway Labor Act. Instead, they're hoping to put public pressure on Alaska Airlines.
We'll take all support we can get, but if Alaska doesn't move this process along quicker, then we're going to have to start engaging the public on a daily basis.
In a statement, Alaska Airlines confirmed it is in the process of negotiating two labor agreements with the union. The airline said it does not talk about specifics during union negotiations, but it supports paying employees fair, competitive wages, and offering quality benefits.